Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast, as the lady just said, broadcast and recorded live from her studios in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And let me tell you this, I was just walking through the Oasis Bar a few moments ago in the White Sands Hotel, and it is bustling at the moment with people enjoying some grub. So if you're out this way and you're a bit hungry, pop into the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel, where you'll be greeted with a friendly smile and a delicious menu of food. There's something on there for everyone, including their world famous, well, let's not say world famous, but their Dublin famous chicken wings. So that's the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, where we broadcast from every single day. Now, sometimes we get a lot of messages into this show, about 30 a day with different topics.
About 30 a day. If you go through email, WhatsApp and private message, you're probably looking around 40.
Yeah, about 40 different topics. Messages. And sometimes out of nowhere, a message comes in that literally, you know, it gets to us and it makes us quite...
Well, you were very gotten to.
Yeah, I still am. Yeah. And makes us emotional. Mm. And we felt that we had to deal with this topic today. Now, the woman who contacted us, we're just going to call her Anne. Now, she didn't mind us using her real name. Her real name is Anne. She didn't mind us using her real name. And in fact, in the message she sent us, she also sent us her son's name. And we felt, we sat down during our production meeting with the team before doing this, and we felt that it wasn't right to name him or to name her because people
it's,
can...
It's irrelevant anyway.
Yeah,
it's
but
irrelevant.
People can be cruel, can't they?
Yeah.
Let me explain to you what Anne, not her real name, had to say in her message. And we've spoken to her off air as well. She's very, very upset. Really, really upset. And here's what she says. I've never contacted you guys before, but I listen to your podcast. I'm crying sending this. I always feel very sad when I hear people saying that because of what happened with my son. All his class are away on a second year school trip to France at the moment, and I couldn't afford to let him go. I had to say no to him last year as well for the same reason when they were going to Berlin. There are only 3 boys in his class that didn't go, and I feel like a failure of a mother. I'm trying to raise 3 children. Their father is useless and gives me my basic maintenance. I'm crying that I've let him down. Do you lads not think that school trips should be stopped? It's putting parents like me under so much pressure. Sorry, she says too much pressure. Then she names him. I'm just going to scratch that out because I don't want to name him. He hasn't left his room all day crying because all of his class are away and he isn't. I feel like I've really let him down. And that is from, well, we're calling her Anne. And when that message came in, I got quite, even reading it back, I'm getting emotional talking about it because the thoughts of any child being, what age are you in second year? I'm trying to work it out.
I was about 13.
Yeah, yeah, 12, maybe 13.
13.
The fact that he is sitting in his room crying, that was yesterday, by the way, yesterday, just gets to me. And, you know, I might have had a different opinion on this if you had asked me 6 years ago or 7 years ago. I might have had a different opinion. But the opinion I have now is I kind of agree with her about the school trips being banned. I think it puts parents under. And I was disgusted, I have to say, and annoyed at a lot of the comments coming in on her Facebook page. And, oh, why can't you save up? You know this time is coming. First of all, from what we can gather from her situation, she has a deadbeat ex-husband.
Yeah, scumbag.
Yeah, that is literally just paying the basic maintenance amount. Yeah, a sperm donor. Yeah. That's what we call it, a sperm donor. So it's not her fault she had three children with a sperm donor. But, you know, the pressure it's putting parents under, I don't see... Not everybody can afford a school trip for the kids. And I know you feel differently, Ben, when you can open up your whoop ass on me now in a second.
No, I'm not going to give you no whoop ass. I'm listening.
Just listen to what I have to say.
Yes, I'm listening. Go on.
The people saying you should put money away every week. This woman has three kids. School trips, and I know this because a neighbour of mine's kid is just back from, I think he's back from Denmark or something like that. And the school trip for 4 days was like 1,100 quid.
It's constant money with school. Between everything, uniforms, you know, lunches, everything. Having a child is expensive. They are expensive little people to have.
Now, I also know that growing up, well, I didn't have everything. And there was a school trip. I went on a school trip 1 year to France, I remember. I had a great time. And the next year, it was to Moscow. The school trip was. Wow. And I was...
devastated. You didn't go.
Devastated. My parents first told me that I could go, so I was delighted, and they put down the deposit, and then obviously
things change. Are you okay to this day?
But that's what I mean. Yeah, I got over the fact. Like, I'm not, you know,
you're not traumatized. Okay, it was a disappointment at the time, but you're not still upset about it.
But I think like his situation, I think there was only four kids in the class I remember who didn't get to go to Moscow. And I remember when they came back from the holiday, they were showing us all their photographs and how great it was and all that. And you kind of feel like a piece of shit. But I don't hold it against my parents. I don't think they're failures. Just they didn't have the money for a trip to Moscow. Other kids were obviously better off. But it hasn't traumatized me. But I do believe that school trips put people under pressure. Now, there were people also commenting, we'll be talking to some of them in a moment, saying, oh, the school should do a fundraiser for the kids that can't afford it. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Imagine, you know how arsehole-ish teenagers are. Can you imagine your class finding out that you were the kid that had to be fundraised to go on holidays?
I would hope something like that would be done under top.
Kids find things out.
Confidentiality.
No, kids find things out. How can you do a fundraiser in confidentiality?
Okay, well, about charging the parents an extra couple? I'd have no problem if were my kids paying an extra few bob. I'm lucky that I could probably afford it, that I could pay an extra few bob.
No,
if
you
it
wouldn't. Went,
yeah, if it was an extra 50 quid or something like 50, 60 quid, do you know what I mean? I'd say, do you know what? If it's the difference between some child who's going to be the only one left behind, absolutely, I'd give 50 or 60 quid.
You wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Most parents wouldn't.
I think most parents would if they had it.
Okay. Anyway, I believe that school trips should be banned for this very reason.
I believe that you can't ban things because other people can't afford it. As sad as that message is, and as hurtful as it hurts to hear somebody like that in that state of mind where they're so upset and their child is so upset, you cannot ban something because other people can't afford it. Where does it stop, though? Should I not get my kids nice clothes? Should I not get my give my son a nice bike or my daughter a nice bike? Should I not put them into dancing? Should I not put them into football? Should I not go on holidays with them? Where does it stop?
It's sad, but
it's a life lesson you learn and you get over it.
Okay, so it's okay for a child to be victimised. Okay, stay there for a second. If you want to get in on this, 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Her name is Anne. We know his name. We're not going to use it because I want to protect him. He's a minor. But he has spent, just think about this for the moment. I want Casey to think about it as well when she's getting on her high horse.
I'm not on my high horse.
That child spent the whole day yesterday crying in his room.
But this just reeks of, well, if mine can't do it, if mine can't go off and have fun, neither can yours. I do feel for this woman, and I know she's listening, and I want to be extremely sensitive, but I'm also going to be honest, I'm not going to lie, I don't think it's fair to expect everybody else to give up on something that's also educational, by the way. It also is educational to travel and see different places.
So Kelly said, again, people now living in the real world, why doesn't she get her child to do little chores around the house and save up his money? Kelly, the woman doesn't have the money. How can, if she had the money...
But it's also a life lesson. It's also a life lesson.
Yeah, you can't have everything.
You can't have everything. There are going to be times where stuff's going to happen. You're going to want stuff and you're not going to get it. And you just get on with it. You live. You know, there's people with a lot worse going on.
Okay, let's go to Philip. Philip, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad. Thank you.
Good. Now, what do you want to say on this?
Now, look, first of all, as a child, I never got to go to any of these. I'll call them excursions, ski trips. You know, we got up the road to, like, Skirching, to the Michael Coleman Centre. That's as far as we got. Now, it never bothered me because I didn't know any different. And the friends in the area I was from didn't either. But yeah, I still now, I would do everything in my power to send my own son to every one of these. And if he couldn't go, it would be very upsetting.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying that, yeah, because, you know, people saying, oh, it's just, he'll get over it. Yes, I got over the fact that I didn't go to Moscow and all. But you were saying when you were a kid, Philip, most of the kids in your group didn't get to go either. So you weren't being left out. You weren't being victimized. You weren't being left out in the cold over this.
From my area, from the area I was in, there would have been the kids that always got to go away.
Yep.
There was us. We were happy because we filled our time otherwise. I didn't know any different, to be honest with you, but I could see the pain in my mother's eyes in terms of her having to, you know, say no. But it didn't bother me as much as it did my mother. You know, yeah, that kind of way?
Philip, that's right. I feel for your mother, I do.
Oh, here we go.
But can you not see the point, though, that it is terrible that any mother would feel like she's failed her children, but there are going to be times in life where you can't give your kids everything. And why should another family miss out? This is a massive thing. Jeremy, for example, you cannot say that because somebody, one parent can't afford it, that other people should forgo it. That's not fair. And that's not how life works.
Those kids can still go to, where are they at the moment? They're in France. They can still go to France with mommy and daddy if they want. It's the whole thing, Katie.
But where does it end?
You are the very person that if Tig was the only person in school that wasn't invited to a birthday party weekend, you will be screaming and spitting bullets.
I'd be upset for him, but that's the same thing.
Yes, it is.
No,
the same
that's
thing.
Not the same thing.
It is. He's been
because
left out.
Not being invited to a birthday party is targeted exclusion. This is different. This is where you don't have the money. There's a genuine reason. It's not somebody being nasty. It's accepting that mommy and daddy don't have the money. We can't afford it. If we start going down this road, then where does it stop? Do I not buy my kids brand name clothes? Do I not buy them a nice bike for their birthday? Do I not get them get a PlayStation when they're older or a Nintendo or whatever?
No, that's different. That's in your house. Nobody ever has to know about that. Isn't that right, Philip? You know, that's why kids aren't allowed, Katie, bring, like when we were kids, you were allowed to bring toys.
So
and
you
all
want
into
to
class.
Take an educational experience and a fun experience away from other kids because some parents can't afford it. How is that fair?
Well, I know you just, I remember when we brought her, when we just had one, we brought our youngest to Florida and we said to him.
This reeks of, well, if my kid can't do it, nobody else should be able to.
We brought our young fella to Florida and we said to him, listen, don't be going on about it and blabbing on about it with your friends and stuff like that.
Why can't he? He's a child. Why can't he talk about going to Disney World? Why can't he go home and say to his friends, I went to Disneyland and I saw Mickey Mouse?
Well, Philip.
Just trying to wedge a word in here. How's everybody doing again?
Sorry about that. Go on, Phil.
Just trying to wedge a little word in here. I'm sitting here quietly and I understand the hot topic, but when I sent a message into Facebook, I was suggesting that there would be some sort of a scheme or not a fundraiser as such, because I do get the sensitivity around it, but definitely some plan that can be put there in place or some funding, because there's funding for two mice running up a wall, you know what I mean? But should there be something there just to assist people? Should there be something there that they would take? Like in the same way a scholarship would be available to a kid. I know it's not the same thing, but some sort of a funding program that could, you know, fix that problem for the small minority of kids that don't get away. Suggestion I made, and I wanted just to be clear on that. That's why I initially came on.
I love
hearing you guys argue. It's great crack.
Oh no, I don't. Stay there for a second, please, Philip. Let me go to who is on the other. Shauna, how are you, Shauna? Your own opinions matter. How are things?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
No, thanks. Thanks for coming on. Are you a parent yourself?
I am. I'm a parent of two girls. I've one just about to go into secondary school. And I have to say, it's the fourth time I've heard of children in second and third year. Normally it's transition year now. I'm not living in Dublin anymore, that they won't go on these school trips. This child is only in second year, so that's a bit abnormal.
I know, and they actually had a trip for first year as well that he didn't get to go on.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And it's incredible pressure on Anne. Yeah. And my heart just falls out to her. When I saw that message, my heart broke. I can imagine her just listening to her little fella crying in the room there. And why I wanted to comment was that I really think if you have, like that gentleman said, Philip, that if we have a fund, I don't mean fundraising from the parents. I don't think parents should be expected to pay any more for other children than what they are paying for their own.
Yep.
But I also think that if you had a fund now, how would you assess that? Would it be single parents? They don't have, like, there's married couples that are worse off than single parents with no government assistance. You know, at the end of the week, they're still hand to mouth. How would you assess that? But you'd have to do an assessment of need. Who would do that? You know, it's going to require you giving finances into the school. But I think if someone really wants their children to go on this holiday, or they would actually be fine with giving it in. You know, I think.
But you see, you get begrudgery then. You go, I'm not paying for her just because she can't afford to go, or her son can't afford to go on holidays. And as well, kids will find out. I would hate. That's why we're not naming this young fella, because.
Then, Jeremy, you're not giving any alternatives, right? You're saying, okay, so...
Well, I did give an alternative. No, you just didn't. Don't do the...
Yeah, exactly. Even so, so everybody, it's either all or nothing. So we can't help the people who are struggling a little bit and, you know, keep our mouths shut, be subtle, have a bit of decorum and keep it to ourselves, not say who needs help, not even me. I wouldn't even want to know who I'm helping. If there's a child in the class who's struggling, they want an extra fund with a bit of donation, whatever... Fine, I'll give what I can.
It's like eating in on your uniform day, €3 a week. Don't a bit, like, you can just say that for the school. Do you know, people don't exactly look at what the non-uniform day is when you're giving your child in €3.
Yeah, but like, Jeremy's basically saying, well, we can't help them, let's just cancel it. Like, that's just selfish.
No.
And it would say, and I'm sorry, I understand that this mother who contacted us is upset, and I get it. But when I read her message, the first thing I thought was, well, God, this is awful. And the second thing I thought was, hang on a minute. You can't cancel the world because some people can't afford it.
We're not talking about cancelling the world.
This is where does it stop? Let's say my son's going into school next week in a pair of new Nike Air Max or whatever, right? Or a pair of new nice runners, expensive runners, and one of the kids in his class likes them, but his mammy can't afford them. Put them on my son?
That happened in coming back after last term, after last summer. A load of the young fellas in my son's class had Jordans, Nike Jordans, and of course he came home and said,
a letter to the school saying you want the runners banned from the school?
No, but we ended up having to buy them because we just felt the pressure.
Did you send a letter to the school saying I want these shoes banned in the school because my kid feels left out?
Why didn't I? I don't know, maybe I'll do it the next time.
Well, I think a line needs to be drawn by the school. Listen, having school trips away abroad in first year, second year, fourth year, that's unbelievable. I think one trip in their 6 years is enough. That's all I ever got. I think that's, I don't know, the most people get one trip. I don't think that mother should be under pressure for first year, second year, third year. And if they are going to be under that pressure, I think there should be something done by the school. And as you said, they might find out kids are cruel, but as Katie said, I think it should be done discreetly. I think that who's going to know unless the school contact them? The child's not going to know who paid. Yeah. No, none of the parents are going to know.
I just hate that attitude, and I see it at Christmas time too. Parents like, oh, please don't get your kids a lot from Santa because we can't afford it. I'm sorry, that shit pisses me off. Okay, I'm sorry that you can't afford it, and I'm sorry that you're struggling, but you know, there are people who save up all year, and that's not putting them down, the people who can't afford it. But you know,
that's well for you, Katie. I hope it stays sunny for you.
I hope it stays sunny for you. I'm not talking about just me. Talking about in general. Why should anybody have to, you know, hide their joy at something or get their kids less or not deny their kids something because in case they make someone else feel bad? Maybe this hate makes me a heartless bitch, but I don't care. I work hard for what I have. Wow. If I want to send my kid on a school trip, I'm going to send them on a school trip. And nobody's going to make me feel bad for it because I work two bloody jobs. My husband works hard.
Oh, well, yeah, so do I. Well, Shauna, what do you make of that?
Well, I think some people, whether they're married, single, anybody, like at the end of the week, a lot of people don't have that spare cash. I work. You don't have that spare cash to save necessarily every single week coming up to this. Things come up, bills come in the way, you know? And I think that maybe if there was a bit more understanding amongst the school, regardless of your circumstances, it's not to say that Jeremy and his wife mightn't have it. Okay, he's not single, but at the end of the week, there's just not disposable income for families in Ireland today.
You can't afford it. Don't take the experience and the joy away from someone else because you can't afford it.
I'm just looking at a school chat room here with parents commenting, yeah? A transition year school tour, a ski school, that's what the big thing now.
Skiing is expensive.
£1,700 quid last year parents paid for a transition year skiing trip.
Whether it's 20 quid or €1,700, that's life. You don't get everything you want in life. You'll go for job interviews, you won't get the job. You'll go on dates, it won't work out. You're going to be broken up with.
When you were an adult, you're able to deal with this.
But they shouldn't have a childhood. regardless, yeah. you know, that's adults' problems. Children shouldn't have worries about money.
I wouldn't be letting my 12, by the way, take away the financial stuff. That's another day. So I would not be letting my 12 or 13 year old go off skiing without me. Not a hope.
But that's another
not
day.
A hope in this planet.
The point is, in case he's not getting this, Shauna, the point is, if this particular boy, this 12-year-old boy who's been crying in his room all day, yeah, he doesn't understand disappointment. Now, Katie, in your workplace, yeah?
It's a part of growing
listen
up.
To,
are
in
you serious?
In your workplace, yes, someone isn't going to come into your workplace and victimise you because you didn't have as nice a holiday
you
as they did.
Soft little snowflake.
No, it's not.
Do you know, I remember falling out with my mom and dad because there were things I wanted to go to that I wasn't allowed to. Things have, you know, not like when I was 15 and my friends were going into nightclubs and they were drinking and all that. My mom might have said to me, "No, you're not going to a nightclub.
It's
you're
different.
Not."
That's
no,
different.
But the point, no, it's not. It's
that's
all.
Different.
It all comes down to the same.
Sean,
thing.
Isn't that
disappointment?
Different?
That's completely different. Listen,
completely
this,
different.
Like this child has missed out on his first year trip. He's missed out on his second.
But
year
no,
trip.
My point
and this
is
going to be a pattern throughout school, and obviously people should let their children go to school, obviously, and go to these trips if they can afford it. But what we're talking about is circumstances for this woman who cannot afford it. Not like me or you with our children were going and we work hard for our money and fair enough. But what I'm saying to you is for women like that, mothers, fathers like that, there should be an option that's anonymous that they can and it shouldn't be fundraised by other parents. I know you mightn't care about giving an extra 50, but people might scrape to get that money.
I know Casey lives in an ivory tower.
No, I don't. All I'm saying is it's not fair to punish other kids I learned growing up, and I don't know about you, there'll be disappointment in things. You're not going to get everything you want, and life is hard and life is shit. Look what's going on around the world. Put it into perspective. Life is shit and it's cruel. You buck up and you get on with it. You'll win the next battle or the one after that. You don't get everything you want in life. Okay. And this growing up like that is just, it's a learning curve. You learn how to deal with it.
Yep.
You can't, hang on, if your kids spend their whole lives not being disappointed and getting everything they want, how are they going to be ready for the real world? You have essentially wrapped them up in cotton wool so much so that they'll never hurt or feel let down.
Okay.
What do they do when they're in the real world and things aren't going their way? And it's a genuine question.
Okay.
You have to let your kids grow up in the real world.
Back in a sec.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Ross, what do you want to say about this?
What's the story? Yeah, I agree completely with Katie.
Really?
Completely. 100%.
Do you not think she's been quite condescending and
entitled to her opinion? Completely entitled to her opinion. We had a similar conversation about Christmas with kids and parents not being able to afford things for Christmas. So were other parents not allowed to get things for their children? Do you know what I mean? Why should every other child suffer because this woman can't afford? Now my heart absolutely breaks for her.
Yeah, does it though?
It does. What age is the child? Well, Dan, is he?
Well, he's in second year, so we worked out that he's probably 12, 13.
Right, he's in the early teenage years. So this is the time. I know I've said this before, but this is the time to actually start. The child should be starting to grow up now. So cold truths is what he needs. We can't afford it.
That's exactly my point, Jeremy.
We cannot afford it.
Wrapping your kids in cotton wool, and then eventually they have to go out into the big bad world on their own. They have to make money, pay bills, get work,
and then they hit a brick wall and they're stuck and they're like,
fuck,
what do I do now?
You have to equip them early in life with the tools.
Nowadays, you have to nowadays.
Yeah. Again,
it's not like it was 20, 30, 40 years ago.
That again, doesn't make me heartless, Jeremy.
But again, lads, as I was saying, if this was Katie's young fella who hadn't been invited to a birthday party this weekend, she'd be on.
Well, it's not about being invited. It is, Ross.
It's about being the only kid that isn't
targeted exclusion without a reason.
But he's not the only kid.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's three. There's so three, he's one of three.
Not being invited to a birthday party is different. That's nastiness. Not being that's just nastiness.
The kid, they have the choice to go on the holiday or the trip at the school. They can't because they can't afford it. So it's not about not being invited.
Okay, then
you can't use that.
Okay, then can we compromise that school trip should be within Ireland and, you know, down to
100%. This going away. What did you mention there? 1,700 for a ski trip or something? That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
my son
transition.
Wouldn't be going because he's in the way.
Yeah.
But I don't think I should take it away from other, like, just like I wouldn't be happy with my 12 or 13 year old going out of the country without me. There's no way my son would be going, or my daughter, not for financial reasons, but for the fact that I think it's just too young. But I wouldn't.
What happened to all the school trips to Clara Lara and all that? Like,
well, as I said, it wasn't
yesterday. Clara was the bomb.
It wasn't yesterday when I was in school and they said we had a school trip to Moscow, which I couldn't go on.
And you're fine.
I am fine because I went.
Would you have liked your friends in your class who were really excited to be denied the opportunity because you were hurt?
Can you name the school?
Jesus. Well, we know the school.
It's probably long gone. Back in the black and white days.
Not my school. He's talking about Sam. Oh, sorry, I nearly said his name. He's talking about the Youngfellas school. Sorry, I nearly named him. Sorry about that.
Can we name the school? No, maybe.
I don't know if that achieves anything, does
it? If it's a public school, right? Just say, for instance, it's a public school, right?
Hang on a sec. That's not a private school, is it, Katie? No.
No, that's a public school.
Yeah, no, it is a public school.
Okay, so what? I think it is. First year and second year trips.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It is. It's too much, especially the way the world is, like the way everyone's living now, scraping. Like,
okay.
Like, what about then if I have a phone, right, and you break your phone? Do you not want me to go out and buy a nice new phone because you can't afford one?
I do, but the difference is, I am not going to bully you over the fact that you don't have a good phone as me. Okay, I'm not. Okay, your car. I have a newer car than you. Yeah. Yeah. The point is, I'm not going to go, ha, your car is crap.
I think it is as simple as you have to teach kids young. You win some, you lose some. You're the very person who gave out in the previous podcast about wanting to give all participants on sports day a medal. What's the difference? That's hypocritical.
No, I didn't ask for all kids to be given a medal. I don't believe all kids.
Exactly. Exactly. My point.
But that's different.
You don't believe all kids should be given a medal because you want to teach them what?
Okay.
That you lose some.
Okay.
No. I'm not finished. You want to teach them that you lose some. How is this any different? So you don't want to give kids all a medal because they have to learn life is hard. You're not always going to win. But with this, go on, take your time and think about it.
No, I'm about to say something. I'm saying in the encyclopedia of worst comparisons ever. That's on the first page.
No, worst comparisons ever is good. Comparing it to a birthday party that a child was literally nastily, exclusively left out of.
Anya, can you talk some sense into Katie and Ross here? Because they're both wrecking my head.
You love her, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I love her like a hemorrhoid.
Big juicy one.
No, but do you not think she's being very open and high and mighty about this? An upper own arse.
I couldn't be less high and mighty and up my own arse. I'm saying you learn, you win some, you lose some, move on.
Go on, Anya.
Well, you do win some and you do lose some, but at the end of the day, Katie, you are being kind of, what would you say, head up your own arse sort of thing.
Thank you.
I'm not. I'm just, for me, it's very black and white. You cannot protect children from disappointment, and they're going to have disappointment the whole way through their life. They will. And you're better equipped, deal with them now and let them learn young than when they grow up, they go off into the big bad world and they are completely unable to deal with their emotions or to regulate their emotions because they've never had to.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but still, the other thing as well is that the schools, there's an awful lot of schools out there that school trips are abroad, and there's a lot of schools out there
they're all bloody abroad now. It's ridiculous.
They are and like, what the schools aren't doing is the schools aren't putting the parents into consideration as well as the children.
Jeremy, can I ask you a question?
When they're planning okay. all of these school trips, because the teachers and the principals of the schools, they need to put the parents into consideration.
Thank you.
And they need to think of the parents and think twice before they start organising these fancy trips away.
Okay, sorry. Now, can I please ask Jeremy a question?
No, ask Anya a question.
I want to ask Jeremy.
Why are you friends with Anya?
No, because I'm not friends with Anya on Facebook, and this question directed to her would be silly.
Okay, go on.
When you went on your holidays last year, you posted photographs.
Yeah.
Now, what about if one of your friends on social media cannot afford and really wants to take his or her family away? No, let me finish.
Yeah. I have the answer
and
for you already.
And they see your message, or they see your posts, your smug airport posts.
No,
and
I have the answer.
The picture of your virgin mocktail because you're not old enough yet to drink alcohol.
I have the answer for you.
Okay,
if you
go on.
Save me a 20 minute rant. The difference is that first of all, there's no kids, no 8-year old kids with Facebook accounts that are going to see my thing and go, oh, Jeremy's son and daughters were on the lovely beach. So it's adults. Adults are more mentally prepared to be able to deal with
is this fucking, are you joking me? Adults are more mentally prepared. Why are adults more mentally prepared? Because they've had the experience of growing up with disappointment and learning how to deal with disappointment. Like you not getting to go to Moscow. You fool.
Well, Anya.
But Casey, do you not think the teachers and the schools should have a bit more consideration for the parents?
I think that if you don't want your kid to go, or if you can't afford, like I wouldn't want my child to go, or if you can't afford for your child to go, that is fundamentally your
problem.
It's fundamentally your own issue.
You're a failure as a parent.
Seriously putting words into my mouth like that? You're a failure as a parent. You're not a failure as a parent. If anything, you're the one being honest with your kid, and you're preparing your kid for the future when they can stand up and say, that's life. I've got knocked down. I'll get back up again. I'll dust myself off and we'll get it the next time, or something else to that effect. Because if we do not teach our kids how to deal with disappointment, they will not know how to in the real world.
Okay, let's
when the big bad world and mammy isn't there to wipe your tears away and clean your snots.
Here's Claire.
Hey guys, hope you're keeping well. My opinion on this topic is, yeah, you can't ask others not to go. Like when we were growing up, my mum had 4 of us in secondary school and 1 in primary school. And when it came to school tours and trips like this, we just knew not to even ask because there was just no way.
And here's Neil.
Totally agree with Katie.
Oh, of course, yeah.
The life. You have to understand life is life. They're wrapped up in cotton wool now. Little snowflake, little pillow feathers. I was watching a football match there the other day. Oh my God. I think it was under 13s. And you want to see the way they're playing that ball. Afraid to tip the ball, afraid to go in. And when one of the children kicked the ball, the parents on the sideline, oh, well done, well done. Because he only kicked the ball. If that's what's coming up along the line now, God love us all. Because they're only all little snowflakes and little pillow feathers. That's the way they're being treated by the parents, and it's disgusting to see it. Every parent wants that kid with some sort of a label. They want them with a label. For what reason? I won't go
it's
there.
It's completely
Cheers
different,
all.
Neil. Thanks, Neil, but that is completely different. That is
we
a complete... That is
snowflakes, though. We are raising snowflakes.
There's nothing to do with snowflakes.
No, but if we're going to get to the point where one person can't afford it, nobody gets it because we don't want to hurt little Johnny or Mary's feelings, we are raising snowflakes.
Okay, hold that for a thought for a second. I'm going to bring you a story in a second. Don't go away.
It's me ridiculous.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
As usual, it's a very lively debate on today's opinions.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, You're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's one.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Matter, let me play this for Angela before I bring you a story.
Hi, guys. Angela here. Sorry, can't come on today. One thing I'd be doing is I wouldn't be paying for no teacher to go on a holiday, because that's what you're doing. That's why all these trips are so expensive, so that you pay for the teachers. They don't pay a cent for themselves. It's all the kids pay for them to go with them. And it's absolutely ridiculous. They should have one trip in their 5-6 years inside in school, and that should be in 4th, 5th, 6th year, not when they're so young. Fuck's sake. Cop on to yourselves.
Yeah, no, I actually agree with Angela.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't cancel everybody else's trip. If a parent wants to let their kid go, that's their thing. But I do actually agree. I think they're way too young. No, not a hope in hell would I be sending my son off with somebody who's essentially a stranger.
Okay. I said I'd bring you a story there. You were talking about, and Neil was talking about there before the break, about how we need to harden up kids and stop raising a generation of snowflakes. Yeah. A couple of years ago on this podcast, actually, we were talking to a regular listener of ours. You know, Lauren?
Lauren. Yeah.
We love Lauren. And she was telling us a heartbreaking story about the fact that it was either her son or her daughter has no friends in school. Mm-hmm. And she regularly drives by the yard and sees him sitting on his own and he has no friends. Now, if you're to take your argument and Neil's argument, in fact, the majority of people on today's podcast argument, that's teaching him a life lesson to harden up that sometimes you won't have any friends.
What?
No?
What the... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Make that comparison again for me.
I'm saying,
what?
Both you and Neil have been going on about how kids need to be harder now and they need to learn that life is shit.
No, I'm not saying bullying is the way to do it.
No, this isn't bullying, but some kids have no friends as well and they're left out of things. That's exactly what what's happening to here.
This is parents not sending their kids because they can't afford it. This isn't people being nasty. This is reality that we can't afford it.
I didn't say it's
nasty,
but the net result of it is that a child feels that he's left out.
But then where does the line... I cannot believe you just made... You are the king of wanky, wanky comparisons, but today you have made the wankiest comparison I have ever heard in my life. It's a ridiculous comparison. I'm not even going to justify it with an answer. It's ridiculous.
Well, okay, you got that off your chest.
Fucking hell. What an ass. Let's Jono, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jono, how are you?
How's it going? My name's Jono.
Hey, Jono. Now, what do you want to say on this?
There was about 2 or 3 school trips going on. And my mum was never able to send me on these trips. And my mum and dad both worked full time. He just didn't have the money.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I mean, listen, like, I was never victimised. I was never bullied over. I was just told, listen, we're not able to afford it. I get up, get on with it. And that was that.
And has it ruined your life? Has it ruined your life?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Did you learn to deal with disappointment better because of it?
To be honest, I'd probably say I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was told at a young age.
Do you resent your parents because of it?
No, no, no.
No. Do you respect that they were honest with you and that they genuinely couldn't do it for you?
I'd much rather them be honest with me rather than telling me something.
There you go, Jeremy. Straight out of the mouth of somebody who was a child in this situation.
Yeah, but sure, I was in the situation as well. But were you the only young fella in your class that wasn't able to go on these trips?
I'd say in total there was about 4 or 5 lads that didn't go. And they were all from sort of the same household. Mother or father can't really afford it.
So does this child, Anne's young fella who's spent the whole day in his room crying yesterday, does he just need to harden up? Is that what we're saying? He needs to learn a life lesson?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Listen, everybody deals with things differently. His way of dealing with this might be having to cry, feeling bad about it. But like at the end of the day, the sooner that he learns to deal with it, like he can't have everything in life. It'll be better going forward.
Obviously, you can't have everything in life, but if the school...
But how is he going to learn that if you don't let him experience that?
Because if the schools...
It's not the school's fault, and it's not the people who can actually send the kids on the trip. It's not their fault. So why should the trip be stopped by them?
Well, Jeremy?
Because in the same way, the one of the main reasons, lads, by the way, that schools have uniforms in place, is
so that everybody's the same.
So everybody's same, and that there's not competition. So there's not a young fella coming in with a brand new hoodie and all the other kids on the. It's so that everybody is on a level playing field, because try to be more inclusive.
Might think I'm being heartless today. This isn't me being heartless. I feel for this mother. I do. But I just don't think it's realistic or fair to punish and penalise other people because this woman can't afford it, or people like her can't afford it, or people can't afford it in general. It's not fair. If that's the case, then where is the line? What, you don't go on a holiday then ever? You don't buy nice clothes? You don't get a nice bike? Well, where's the line? Because somebody else might not be able to afford it.
But Jonah, did you not feel left out at all when you was only like four kids in your whole class didn't get to go?
Of course I did. Yeah, listen, of course. Like, seeing all my friends go over on the trip, obviously it was a bit disheartening and I felt a bit left out. But like, I could understand the reason why I wasn't able to go. Like, I didn't hold it against my mother and father. I just knew. And listen, some people can go on these nice trips, some people can't. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, and the pressure we're under now in our house is every Christmas, when our young fella goes back to school after the Christmas break, four kids in the class have been to Lapland to see
Santa.
Well,
what do you want them to do? Then under your logic, they shouldn't be talking about, school.
No, because that's not something a school can control. A school can't control what kids talk about. But I'm saying, now our young fella, Luke, has never turned around and says, he has said, I'd love to go to Lapland. And we've told him it's so bloody expensive that it's unlikely to happen. But the school don't control that. But the school control school trips.
I think kids today are too wrapped in cotton wool. They're not allowed to feel anything. Because
says the woman who
100%.
So, but hang on, John.
My daughter are four and three.
Sorry,
and
this mother sitting beside
five
us.
Five and three.
This mother sitting beside us won't even let her son go on a trip because
she's
wrapping
him. Yes, he's going on a trip this week.
Yeah, but you're not going to let him go on a school trip because
he's going on a school trip this week.
No, but he's not going to go abroad. You literally
At 12, he won't go abroad, and that's not me being a helicopter parent. At 12 or 13, he won't go abroad.
Hang on, you just said a second ago. I'm trying to work out which side you're on. You said a few minutes ago that you're sick of kids being wrapped up in cotton wool and being snowflakes. And then if you rewind back the podcast 50 minutes
I said I won't let my kid go off with a stranger to an overnight thing at 13 or 12. Compare that to not letting your child experience disappointment. Parents are afraid to say no to their kids today, and it's not right. It's teaching them. It's teaching them that they can have everything they want, or two, it's just that they're trying to be their buddies instead of their parents. You say no, you can't go, your kid will be fine.
By the way, Jonna, where were the school trips to? Were they far away?
One, I think, was in Italy. That was in 4th year. And then I think the one in 6th year was somewhere else in Europe, I think France.
Yeah, so it was probably going to cost 600-700, probably even 800.
I'd say in and around it was between 700 to 1,000, let's say.
Yeah, now you do have a year, I think, to save up for it. They give you a year's notice.
Yeah, listen, you do. It's just my mother had two of us in school. So she had me in secondary school, and then she had me younger brother in primary school. And like it was just never an option. Like they were renting all that time in Dublin. Like it was never feasible to be able to save that amount for the school trips, then to save for our birthdays, then to save for Christmas, then to save for the next school year. Like it just wasn't feasible.
No, and thanks very much for your call, John. And don't get me started on kids' birthday parties and all wanting to outdo each other.
I don't think that's a thing.
Jesus,
birthday parties.
Well, yeah.
You go to Jump Zone for a few hours or
one kid decides. My niece got an invite to a birthday party last year. Do you know where the birthday party was? The ski slope up in Kiltearnan.
Even know there was one.
But it's not actual snow.
Oh.
Yeah, the ski slope. Like, imagine how much that would have cost. Like, imagine bringing 20 kids up on a skiing birthday party. It's ridiculous. Leon, stay there for a second. I want to hear from...
But Jeremy, just to sum everything up, Jeremy doesn't believe that every kid should get a medal on sports day because it's teaching them the wrong thing. But he does believe that we should cancel school trips across the board for all kids everywhere, because some parents can't afford it. Does anybody else get the hypocrisy in that, or is it just me?
Just you.
I find that hypocrisy? Absolutely insane.
Okay, here's Sean.
Afternoon, how's it going? Totally agree with what Katie's saying. She's spot on. Jeremy, you're just being an absolute fool. You have to stop fucking pandering to everyone's needs. kids are going to get shit, they're going to lose out on shit throughout their life, and they need to learn to deal with it. If you keep pandering to the needs, all you're getting there is just spoiled self-entitled little shits. That's all you're getting.
Thanks, Sean. Spoiled, selfish, entitled pricks. Let me go to Leon. How are you, Leon?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, you've heard a lively debate on both sides. What side are you on? Please say you're on my side.
No.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, go on. What do you want to say?
Prevails.
No, I'm just saying, obviously, I went to school before, and they said, oh, if you have a trip, I went home and said, I said, no, can't afford it.
And that was it.
I didn't go banging me fucking feet and slamming doors and crying. I just got over. You have to get over these things. The price of fucking living now is crazy. So you can't afford to go on holiday. A school holiday, 3 days, 800 quid.
Crazy. But then if that is the case, if parents are finding it so difficult, why make this a thing anymore? Why put parents under that pressure?
Nobody has to go. You don't have to go.
A message from Mary Glennon there. What are you talking? Look, the idiots are out in force.
What's wrong?
Katie, you won't even fly. Don't mind her kids. Get on a flight. Mary,
you are afraid of flying.
Fool, I don't like flying, but I get on a frickin' plane. Jesus Christ, what does that have to do with anything? See the level of intelligence listening to this show today.
Sorry, Leon, go ahead.
Ridiculous comment.
Well, it's just as a trip doesn't mean you have to go on it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's true. Obviously,
yes. But
it was just, it hit me hard to hear that he was crying all day in his...
He's hard. He's going to learn. That's probably the least of his worries.
Okay, well, you know what I'm going to do?
Pay for everybody's school trip for next year in your son's class?
No. Here's what I'm going to do, because I've been thinking about it over the last half hour. I don't know how you feel about this, Leon, if it's a good thing or bad thing. I'll probably get backlash over it. But I am going to, obviously, this school trip has now happened, so he can't go on it. The school trip is on at the moment, yeah? They're away. So there's nothing we can do about that. I'm going to give him money from our company, yeah?
That's nice.
Let's say 500 euro. Can we agree on that?
Yeah. I don't care.
Well, no, I wasn't looking for your agreement, Leon.
I think that's a lovely gesture, yeah.
I'll text Adrian. Adrian's obviously off.
I think that's a lovely gesture.
I'm going to text him. I think because... Did you see the message that she just sent in a few minutes ago?
No.
So her name, we're calling her Anne, Leon. That's what she's been calling her. And she just messaged us a few minutes ago. She's listening to this. And by the way, she appreciates your... She agrees with... Well, she doesn't agree with you.
I do feel for her, but...
I can see where Katie is coming from. Mm-hmm. But he still hasn't left his room. He says he doesn't want to go out again. It's just so heartbreaking. I feel like a failure. Now, that's her words. Mm. She feels like a failure of a parent, Leon. What do you say to someone like that?
Well, she's not saying she has other kids as well.
Yeah.
So she can send one off, and then the other fella has one next year, and she can't afford it because she had to send him one off this year.
Jeremy, my son was really upset last night because he can't afford an Apple iPad. Can I have...
Katie, Jan's listening to the show. Can you show a bit of...
If that's the route you're going to go down, that everybody shouldn't get anything if nobody else can afford it, it's a ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous
statement.
Thanks,
Leon. You know what we're going to do from Opinions Matter?
I think it's a lovely gesture, but what about other people then who can't afford... But if you're going to go down this route...
I don't care.
If you're going to go down this route. Okay. What about the other two people in the class?
I literally want you to messenger so people know that you're messenger live while we're on air, so that people don't think we're not going to do it. We are going to give her... It's not much.
No, it's a lovely gesture. It is a lovely gesture, Jeremy, but it still doesn't negate from the fact that you think that everything should be cancelled if people can't afford it, which I don't agree with. I don't care.
The only person I care about at the moment is Sam. Sorry, is the young fella that's at home and is distraught over this, yeah? So mm-hmm. if we can do...
Yeah, no, I think that's a lovely gesture.
If we can do something little, something very small, it's very small, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If we can do something very small, then why the hell not?
Yeah. No, I think it's a lovely gesture.
Now, I haven't asked Adrian yet. Obviously, you have to get approval of all of us, but you're agreeing to it, yeah?
I'm agreeing to it, yeah.
You're agreeing to it. I'm agreeing to it.
I think it's a lovely thing to do.
I'm sure Adrian will agree to it because he's not going to be the one off the team that goes, well, no, we won't.
Will he be overruled?
Well, he will be overruled, yes. Well, no, it's happening either way because I just think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to do. It is a nice thing to do. And I hope it makes them feel better because it isn't nice for a kid to go around feeling like that.
No, as I said, I haven't even
at the same time, Jeremy, you know,
I haven't even thought this general, through, by the way. I don't know what 500 will get you nowadays.
In the general context, we can't just cancel things because other people can't afford it. We can't.
Okay. As I said, I don't know what 500 is going to get you. That was just a figure that popped up off the top
of
my
head. I think it's a lovely gesture.
I don't know what it'll... But if it makes... Sorry, I keep on going to name him. I shouldn't have written his name down on the paper. If it makes S, let's just call him S. If it makes S... That bit happier and puts a smile on his face. Focus, like you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. Definitely. It's nice to be nice. Yeah.
I'm not doing it because we're looking for praise. I'm not looking for praise. We're not in this business looking for praise. We're just
trying to help somebody who needs us.
Yeah. That's all we're going to do. And we don't want the begging letters from everybody saying, "I can't do this and I can't do that." This is about a woman who feels like a failure. And the thing is, S doesn't even have to know that the money came from us. And I'm saying that to you, Anne, now, because I know you're listening. Your son does not have to know that the money... In fact, I'd prefer if you didn't know. So he doesn't know who we are.
No.
Wouldn't have a clue who we are. So I'd prefer if you didn't tell him who we are. Don't tell him where the money came from. The only thing that myself and Katie ask, Anne, of you is that the money goes on. And I know it will, because you are a good mother. Never feel like a failure. Never think you're a failure. You're doing the best you can. The only failure in your setup, Anne, is that waster of a father of the kids. And that's a story for another day.
That's a scumbag.
Anyway, we'll revolute you the money. It came from us. Don't say a word. Thank you very much for listening to this. God, I'm emotional now. A bit emotional after this. Anyway. There's nothing else to say. We'll talk to you on the next one. Subscribe to us on Spotify. Bye bye. Say bye bye.
Bye bye.